News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Mostly quiet night in Ferguson, Missouri.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want?
Now!
Most of the demonstrations were peaceful, just seven people arrested, and with smaller crowds, the National Guard has been removed. Missouri's governor says the National Guard is no longer needed. He called a command center and ordered them to pull out. A Shawnee County fugitive has been caught after being on the run for 18 days. He's 26-year-old Calvin Osman. He was wanted for a series of break-ins and thefts of property and vehicles. He eluded officers by backing a stolen truck into a squad car and then fleeing on foot. He was found hiding in a barn. Osman's now being held in the Shawnee County Jail. He'll make a court appearance later today. The Clark County man charged with trying to skin his dog alive was not in court yesterday as planned. 65-year-old Charles Weissmiller charged with mistreatment of animals with intent to cause death. He was supposed to be in Clark County court for a Thursday hearing. That was delayed because Weissmiller's in the hospital. Officials have not said why. Investigators say that apparently he had cut himself at his home near Owen while trying to skin the dog, saying he didn't want the animal any longer. The dog, named Sammy, is a Labrador Shepherd mix, was taken to a veterinarian by a Withy police officer. The dog has since recovered from its injuries. The former treasurer of the Little Rice Volunteer Fire Department near Tomahawk is accused of theft. Prosecutors say 33-year-old Regina Marie Reinert stole at least $2,300 from the department's checking account over a six-month period. Some of the money went missing after a telephone transfer into her husband's account. Prosecutors say the husband, who is a volunteer firefighter, did not know about the theft. Reinert's father is also a former chief for the fire company, and he's not accused of any wrongdoing. She's now free on $2,500 signature bond and will enter a plea during her next court appearance on September 15th. The UW Board of Regents has approved a request for an additional $95 million in tax funding over the next 2 years for the state budget. This comes even though Governor Scott Walker has told departments that they'll need to hold the line. The region's chairman, Ray Cross, says the money is needed for job creation.
I think it's important that we make our case. This economy cannot grow any faster, without more talent. It just cannot grow.
Governor Walker hasn't said yet if he would support the funding increase. He said he has to win re-election first. The governor says if he is voted back into office, he would favor an in-state tuition freeze for a second year in a row. An appeal to the Attorney General to stop defending Wisconsin's gay marriage ban in court.
Petitions delivered to the Office of Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen as a federal appeals court prepares to hear the state's challenge to a judge's ruling that the ban on gay marriage should be overturned.
We've been collecting petitions to the Attorney General to drop the appeal. There's a lawsuit in every state now that doesn't have freedom to marry.
Megan McDonald with Wisconsin Unites for Marriage says history is on the side of that freedom and public opinion is trending that way as well.
The most recent Marquette poll had 56% of Wisconsin voters in favor of extending that marriage equality.
Oral arguments on the challenge scheduled for Tuesday in the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says ISIS is the most sophisticated and well-funded terrorist organization that the U.S. has seen in a long time. He says that they have the logistics, planning, and funding to launch another 9/11-style plot against the U.S. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Areas of fog during the morning hours today, then a few breaks of sun during the afternoon, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm, a high of 79. Tonight, mostly cloudy and muggy, a slight chance of storms, a low down to 66. On Saturday, warm and humid, about a 30% chance for a couple of thunderstorms, a high of 80. Sunday, quite warm and muggy, a 50% chance of storms, mainly in the evening, a high of 86. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We do have some limited visibility from fog around this morning. We're at 58 degrees. We have the six-day forecast plus hour-by-hour temperatures, watches, warnings, and real-time weather radar anytime at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.